Olympics 2008 from guardian.co.uk.
This is Ian Pryor in Beijing on day four of the Olympic Games.
Day four was dominated by the row between Blake Aldridge and Tom Daley in the diving. Things developed throughout the day, didn't they?
They did. This has been a bum note on an otherwise very successful British start to the Games. And the trouble started, of course, after the competition, when it really became clear that the two weren't getting on. Blake Aldridge, in a briefing to reporters later, pretty much put all the blame for the last place finish on Daley's feet. And as the day developed, there was obviously, you know, it became apparent that the coach wasn't too happy with them. The best comment was on one of Aldridge's dives, you'd have needed an umbrella. Tom Daley's father then went in saying it was very unlikely Tom would ever want to dive with Aldridge again. And it's developed into this rather extraordinary row between a 26-year-old and a 14-year-old kid. And quite honestly, Blake Aldridge isn't coming out of it very well.
Meanwhile, in the pool this morning, Michael Phelps won his third gold medal in the 200 metres freestyle. Do you really think now he can break Mark Smith's 36-year-old record of 7 gold medals in individual games?
Right now, Phelps is looking pretty unstoppable. And there's a body of opinion that not only will he do all 8, but he might break world records in each one too. And today was another hugely impressive world record in the 200-metre free, which most people would say isn't even one of his strongest events. So if he's breaking world records in the weaker ones, there's certainly more to come. I think probably the only thing that can stop Phelps at the moment is not the individual events where he does seem unstoppable, but the relays. He's had one very close shave already, where it needed an extraordinary swim by his teammate in the last leg to pip it by a fraction of a second. He's got the 4x200 freestyle coming up and the 4x100 individual medley if he wants to get past that Spitz record. And if he's falling down anywhere, that's where it'll be.
You were at the Beijing Organising Committee press conference for journalists this morning. I gather there were questions raised about security, which has been heightened over the last day or two.
Well, BOCOG are always a mine of non-information about what's going on outside the Games. And this morning's press conference was dominated by two things. The first was security. The media arrived at the village this morning to be greeted by the sight of an armoured personnel carrier outside the door, which perturbed a few of them, particularly one man from an American website who was deeply concerned as to his own personal security. But it then became apparent that there had been SWAT teams outside the athletes' village today, possibly the media village as well. BOCOG say officially that they don't know why it is that they don't deploy troops, which is fair enough. But they believe it's in response to the fatal stabbing of an American tourist in central Beijing the other day. That seems a little unlikely, it seemed a pretty random event that wouldn't really justify a big response from security. So everyone's a little bit suspicious now. Has there been a specific threat? Is it more terrorism than, say, random stabbings? And a few of the more jittery members of the pack are a little bit on edge, but not us, of course.
Finally, it's been a great Olympics for Britain so far. Are there any potential medal hopes for later today?
This afternoon, probably the best bet is in the three-day eventing team event, where they're currently lying in bronze with only the show jumping to go. So we've got pretty big hopes there. Mary King in the same individual event is also a good bet. She's been performing strongly since the Olympics began, and again, high hopes for her.
For minute-by-minute coverage from our award-winning team, go to guardian.co.uk/Olympics.